Okay, the fifth aliyah of the longest parsha of the Torah, of Parshas Nasa, is about the Nesiim. And it begins off describing the finishing of the Mishkan, Vayhi b'yom kalos Moshe l'hakim es ha-Mishkan. Now here, on the day that Moshe finished setting up the Mishkan, and the Yerushalmi tells us in the very beginning of Maseches Yoma, that refers to the fact that Moshe had been setting it up and taking it down the entire time of the Shiva Sameha Meluim, and now he left it up. And the Torah Tumima suggests that, first of all, this is interpreted from the fact that it says V'yom Kalos and not V'yom Hakim, and perhaps the purpose was in order to get used to it, so they should know how to do it. They should become accustomed to doing it. So if that's the case, so it seems that the Hachana is a part of the process. The creation of the Mishkan is including the setting up and the taking down and the preparation in order to be able to become accustomed to it. That's a part of it. So following that, the second pasuk tells us now about the Karbanos of the Nesiim, the Yakrivu Nesiyei Yisrael, Rashi Beis Avosam, Heim Nesiyei Hamatos, Heim Haomdim Al Hapikudim. So here the Nesiyei Hamatos, we are told that they had actually been the Shotrim in Mitzrayim, as Rashi tells us. And here, this, as Svarim explain, that when they were put in that position, that they had to be harsh overlords of the Jews in Mitzrayim, so that meant that if they weren't willing to hit the Jews, so they got hit themselves, so they ended up literally taking the hit for other Jews, and that willingness to absorb the pain of the people is why they are now put in the position of Nesiyas, why they're put in the leadership position, because they displayed that attribute, and that's something that's going to express itself further as we continue in the Aliyah. So we find here in the next pasuk, we have you as Korbanam, Lifnei Hashem, Sheish Eglos Tzav. So they bring their Korbanos, and a Korban doesn't only mean an animal that is shechted, it means whatever an offering is brought in order to come closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So included in that, they bring covered wagons, Eglos Tzav. So here, this is because they ascertained that this is something that was necessary. This is something that could be of benefit for the Levian in order to carry all of the heavy implements that they needed to bring with. And here, before going further, so it's noteworthy that this is something which may possibly have been referenced much earlier in the Torah. It's not necessarily such a well-known interpretation, but in Parshas Vayigash, so we know that when Yosef sends back to Yaakov, and sends his brothers back to Yaakov, so at first Yaakov doesn't believe that Yosef is still alive, and then the Torah tells us, Vayaris HaGolos, so he sees the wagons, and that reminds him of something, and he's able to finally believe that Yosef is indeed alive. So the most common interpretation is that this is associated with the sugya of Egla Arufa, that was the last sugya that they had learned, and that there are various interpretations as to how there is significance to Egla Arufa in terms of the whole theme of what was going on then. But there are those who suggest that that's perhaps a little bit of a stretch to assume that it was specifically the symbolism of Egla and Dagolos, that were trying to make the jump from wagons to a calf, and that perhaps we should assume that actually the imagery was more literal, and that it's actually Agolos, and that there are interpretations that actually associate these Agolos with those Agolos, that these Eglos Tzav, these covered wagons, are part of the symbolism of the Agolos that Yosef sent to Yaakov, and there are various ways to understand that. The Rosh Yeshiva of Karen Biavner of Goldwicht suggested that the understanding should be that these contributions that the Nisim, who had thought at first that they were left out, that they missed the boat, that everyone else had brought everything that was necessary, and they were able to figure out that what else could be needed, so something to transport everything during the downtime. So this is about figuring out how to pass things on to the future, a intuitive value system. So that's the message that Yosef sent to Yaakov, that he was able to carry the system of values that Yosef had transmitted to him, and that was symbolized through the transportation system of the agalos that the Nesiim were able to intuit was necessary. That's one suggestion. And the Sefer Shari Ora of Reb Meir Tzvi Bergman, he suggests that it's a theme of Achdus, that here the Nesiim, as we'll talk about a little bit more, all brought the same carbon, and it's a reference to the fact that they are reuniting, that the brothers are reuniting, and that's the symbolism, and that's why also we're told there that when Yosef and Binyamin embrace and they cry over the two Bate Mikdash, so the symbolism there is the fact that those Bate Mikdash will be destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, and that's a rift in the Ava that they're feeling at that point. And here these Nesiim represent Achdus, and that's the symbolism that these Agalos are meant to convey at that point. So it's a lesser known suggestion as to what the symbolism is over there in Vayigash, but it's an interesting interpretation as well. So just to look further to Pasuk Tes, so the Agalos were for the other aspects. So these were not for the sons of Kahas, because they were carrying the Aron and they were carrying the Kodesh, so that was to be carried on their shoulders. And the Gemara Masechet Sota on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph refers to what will happen later on with Uzzah, who will be killed for his act of disrespect towards the Aron. And the Gemara says that this traces back to David HaMelech and the fact that he displayed somewhat of a lackadaisical attitude towards Kedusha by referring to the Torah as Miros, and Miros Hayulichu Kecha, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's reaction to that was that because of that somewhat cavalier attitude, I am going to be machshul you in something even children know, that the Aron should be carried in wagons. And indeed, that's what happens. And the Torah Tanimah raises the question that it does seem to be quite astounding that here that it does seem to be an explicit pasuk. The idea that David HaMelech wouldn't know this seems to be pretty incredible. And he suggests that perhaps he thought that it was specifically a halacha in the Mishkan, didn't necessarily have to apply in future generations. So that was something that required perhaps a little bit more. Perhaps the point is, though, that Gemara seems to suggest that maybe he forgot, but even if he did assume, like the Torah Tanimah is saying, that it's specifically associated with the Mishkan, but the assumption seems to be that one way or another he should have understood that it was really a halacha in the Aron, and it's a ripple effect that the requirement of maintaining Kedusha and an appreciation for respect for Kedusha is something that carries over into other things. So, for example, related to this whole idea of the consequences for disrespect for the Aron, so there is a practice that if Rahman al-Aslan, if a Sefer Torah should fall, so there is a widespread practice which is sourced in Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tefillin of fasting for a Sefer Torah that falls. And it's a question why that is. And one explanation that you find in some of the later Sfarim is that it's an act of tshuva for the lack of respect for the Kedusha Sefer Torah. And even though the assumption is that it wasn't a intentional dropping of the Sefer Torah, but that somehow there was a lack of reverence that allowed this to happen through some kind of negligence. And the point being that the standard for respect is so high that it requires that express itself in ways that address even inadvertent situations, and that it has a effect that carries through into other things. So here the Gemara seems to be saying that even though it started in a more subtle fashion, and just the way he referred to Sefer Torah, he referred to Divrei Torah in what seems to be a cavalier way, and it manifests itself in other things, and therefore there's a effect that seeps through, and that's all a consequence of a lack of absolute reverence where it's needed, and that's what's being perhaps suggested here. So the next pasuk tells us pasuk Yud v'yakrivu hanasiim eis chanukas hamizbeach, and here Rashi tells us that at first Moshe didn't want to accept from them until Hashem told him to, and the Orach Chaim understands that he was concerned that it wasn't commanded and he wasn't sure if he should accept it, but the Nasiim figured out for themselves. And like the Ramban also notes that this was heavy materials that had to be carried, so therefore they recognized, and we already saw that they were people of a sensitive nature who identified with the needs of the people, and therefore they recognized that this was something that had to be provided, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al-yodam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu provided that for them. So indeed he's told to accept that, and now the rest of the Aliyah goes through the format here, which seems to be repetitive of talking about how each korban is brought. It shifts a little bit. If you notice in Pasuk Yudches, the language is a little different. Bayom Hasheni Hikriv Nisanol Ben Suar Nisi Yisachar, and Rashi explains that there is a difference here because Reuven wanted to go after Yehuda. He thought that he was the Bechor, so at least he should go second. And the Dibor said that that shouldn't be, and therefore it's as if there was a commandment that the order should be this way specifically. So the language is a little different for that reason. And Rashi explains that this is because Yisachar had the Torah, so that was what gave them the standard of being next, and among other things. And the Malbim also notes that the language is also different in the sense that it's Nisanel ben Suar Nasi, instead of all the other Nasiim are listed. It first says that they are Nasi and then their name, and he suggests that that's because it's his personal schus that gave him the status here. And for the rest of the Aliyah, going into the next Aliyah, so we have every Nasi and his korban listed, even though it seems like it's just telling us the same thing again. And the explanation that's often given here is that this is to reflect the fact that even though externally the korbanos were the same, but the kavana that one brings to the process is what defines it, and therefore everyone's individual intentions and personality makes it distinct, and that's true for everything, and therefore the Torah goes over it in order to make that point. But the Rishonim also write, as the Ramban writes, that this is in order to show covet to the Nesiim, so therefore, even though it seems like it could have been just enough to say ditto, or just enough to say this is the standard format, and as above, but in order to show proper covet, so each Nasi is listed separately. And as the Sfarim point out, there's a long essay about this in the Sefer called Rabba Munasecha, that this is really Mida Keneged Mida, that we see that here these Nesiim were concerned about the kavod of the rest of the Levium, and that's why they wanted to make sure they would be able to carry things in a dignified fashion, and they made sure to provide these wagons, so therefore their kavod ends up being respected with this individual statement, and it's reflective of the fact that there is a notion, the Mishnah says, Ezehu Mechubad HaMachabre Sabrios, and the one who gets kavod is the one who shows kavod to others. It's not simply saying that it's reciprocal, that you honor me, I'll honor you, but the source of kavod comes from the fact that one first acknowledges the kavod of others, and that's how one is able to be mechubad. And of course, that's the major theme of Sfiras HaOmer, of being noi kavod zelazah, and as we approach Shavuos, this becomes the essential message to make sure that we are careful about this midah, which is being emphasized so powerfully by the Nesiim and also being reflected back upon them.